The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
One More Blues album say it's one of the best blues gigs in the world. It's called Blues on Grand. It's in Des Moines in Iowa. And the Reverend Raven has recorded there. And so have West Side Heat. And that's who they are. Opening up the Raven and the Blues. And their take on a little Walter original of You're So Fine. Featuring on harmonica Mark Hoekstra. And the main... Yeah, it makes sense. The main man of West Side Heat, Steve Harvey, on vocals and guitar. We featured him many times in both the band West Side Heat and also as a solo artist. This is The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. My name, not unsurprisingly, is Dave Raven. Welcome to the programme, whether you're listening on FM on Saturday or Thursday, or as a listen again, or on your earbuds as a podcast, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the programme. We've got some great stuff lined up for you. A live guest again. I promised last week we'd have live guests for quite a few weeks, which is excellent. And this week, coming up in about 20 minutes' time, we're going to be talking and listening to the excellent Papa George. Somebody who's coming up next week is Doug McLeod.
Ain't no cure for birth, ain't no cure for death. So these are words on which you might bet. Ain't no cure for birth, no cure for death. Your time be short or it could be long. Your time be short or it could be long. But you leave a footprint before you're gone, 'cause your time is short, or it could be long. it right. And you learn to trust feelings inside. Just be yourself.
New album, Where I Been. He's on tour at present, here in the UK right now, and he'll be our guest on the Raven and the Blues next week. Usual format as we've done before with Stephen Dale Pettit, and as we're doing with Papa George this week, and that is you get the proceed 20 minute or thereabouts version of the interview, two tracks of music and little bits of conversation. And if you want to hear the whole thing, which the last couple have ended up about an hour long, but it's been so much fun to just have a chat with both Stephen and with George, and hopefully with Doug too, that actually the hour just seems to fly by. But that's available on the Raven and the Blues website, which you'll find, it's been engraved in your heart now, isn't it? bfbs.com/R&B. Okay, that's our guest next week, if everything comes to fruition. Here is our guest in about 3 or 4 weeks' time. He at present is on tour in Australia, but he gets to the UK, I think, in about 2 weeks' time, and it's planned that he'll be with us about the middle of May. His name is a favourite of the programme too. We've been playing tracks from Harry Manx for 6 years now. Here's his new album, Mantras for Madmen, and this one is Your Sweet Name.
Your trumpet's slide broken, there in the dust, pierced by the heart, yeah, all we trust. Compassion's a sword, a rose or a kiss. Well, a cold road to travel with those that we miss. Yeah, a cold road with those that we miss. Yeah, one man laughing at the other's faint will, yearning for home alone on a hill. The kind of faith, yeah, that often grows cold. Stone be stone, be silent, we're told. Stone be stone, yeah, be silent with toe. Yeah, your heart weeps monsoons, waking dreams, dreams as dreams go. Well, all's well when your sweet name flows. All's well, yeah, when your sweet name flows. Without a clue, yeah, I wish I could see. Hopes dragged up from empty wells each day. Well, mirrored eyes reveal how much you've grown, but the child in your eyes still suffers alone. Child in your eyes, yeah, yeah, still suffers alone. There's no sinner without a future, no saint without a past. So little time to be here, one wish, make it last. So little time to be here, one wish, make it last.
Album from 5 years ago, Wise and Otherwise, he was featuring kind of alternate tracks almost with the Indian subcontinent influence. On this one, Mantras for Madmen, Harry Manx actually allows the Indian influence to be there all the time. It's a great, great album. What does it say on inside? The way I see it, blues is like the earth and Indian music like the heavens. What I try to do is find the balance in between the two. Beautifully put, a lovely album, and more tracks from him. The album's just arrived recently, so that's the first time we've played from it, and there'll be more to come in the weeks to come. And hopefully, as I say, he'll be our guest in about 3 or 4 weeks' time. Okay, 11 minutes in, so if we're going to have Papa George arriving in about 10 minutes, we've got time for about, say, 2 or 3 more tracks. Here's somebody I really would love to have as a guest, but the last time he came to Europe, he missed out England and went straight into Holland, into Germany, and his name is Carlos Del Junco. that wonderful? It reminded me so much of Toots Thielemans, Jan Toots Thielemans, who is sort of more jazz, if you like, and who played on, well, many of the harmonica you hear on their movies, the big American movies, things like Midnight Cowboy and things were played by Toots Thielemans. That's Carlos Del Junco, a mixture on his album of blues, of jazz, of reggae, everything kind of mixed in together, and that is called Our Man Flint. Rather wonderful. Okay, Papa George will be with us pretty soon. Let's have another debut on the program. First time we've featured a band called the Blues Vultures. That's Ronnie Yunkins on guitar, Rich Moxley also on guitar and vocals, John Wampole on bass, and with Aaron Isaacs or Sam Stilwell on drums, depending on who's around. They've got an album out called Cheap Guitars and Honky Tonk Bars. Great title. This is a track taken from it, which is called My Baby Up and Left Me. Kind of sad, really.
Thank you. home to stay. And she was fine looking, yes she was.
She was fine looking, yes she was. That's the Blues Vultures. East coast of the USA. Working around Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania and West Virginia. And taken from the album Cheap Guitars and Honky Tonk Bars. It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2 and also as a podcast. And we're following on our tradition of having some really fine guests recently with somebody who I've seen working 4 or 5 times now, mostly at my local, which is just down the road a bit, the Cardinal Wolsey, and somebody who's, well, unusually, I would say, compared with so many musicians in the UK, you've been playing continuously for 40 years now, isn't it, just about?
Well,
Papa George.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Hi, everybody. How you doing? No, it's pretty much, over 30 years. I started professionally, something like about 1973. Mm. So, yeah, the years are going by quickly. But I'm having a lot of fun. All those years, it's been pretty consistent gigging. You're quite right.
And you've been faithful to the genre. Quite a few other musicians have gone off, done something else. Yeah. Record companies have pushed them into doing things. But for you, it was blues at the beginning, and it's been blues all the way through, hasn't it?
Well, actually, I have to say, you're right to a degree, because the blues, I didn't even know what blues was in the very, very beginning. I just knew music that felt good. Mm. And I guess that came from, I was very fortunate enough that in the mid-60s, sort of, I guess, 66, 67, the American Folk Blues Festivals came to the Hammersmith Odeon in London. And I used to work there in the school holidays, and I was fortunate enough to sell programs throughout the whole of this American Blues visit. And you had people like Lightning Hopkins, Muddy Waters, the Chess label, basically.
Yes, that's right.
And so what seemed then, back then, when I was just like sort of 14, looking at those guys on stage, I thought, like, they're all like my parents' age. I thought, oh, these old geezers on stage playing music that really felt good. I thought they were so cool. I couldn't believe it. And of course, they've got these shiny guitars. And I actually was already playing guitar at that point. I mean, I started when I was about 10 years old. Mm. So I started my primary school. So when I went to the secondary school, I was already playing.
But presumably stuff. Not blues then, though.
It started off with the Rolling Stones R&B and stuff like that, you know, or the Chuck Berry stuff and Smokestack Lightning, yeah. Howlin' Wolf. I just didn't know what it was called. It was what everyone was playing. It's what was around. And the Rolling Stones knocking that sort of stuff out. Mm. It was the Beatles actually got me to start wanting to play a guitar. I wanted a guitar because of the Beatles, but their songs were a little bit more complex and they weren't the kind of songs that you learnt so easily apart from one or two, baby. But the Stones were much more attractive for, you know, like sort of all that sort of great stuff. And so blues, yes, it was in the beginning, and it was very encouraging. And shortly after that, the people on the Stax and Atlantic record label, they brought all the shows over to the Hammersmith Odeon. I used to see all these artists, like Aretha Franklin for free, wandering around the theatre anywhere I wanted to go with these programmes, right by the stage watching Ray Charles in their prime, these musicians in their prime. It was fascinating.
Your last album, Down at the Station, came out a couple of years ago now, isn't it? Just a bit, yeah.
It is. It's 2 years, that's right, Dave.
You must have another one due, have you?
Well, funny enough, I'm recording a live solo stroke duo gig, and the duo partner will be Alan Glenn on harmonica.
That's nice, yeah.
He's a lovely player, wonderful player, and he's very influenced by people like Little Walter. Mm. And when we do a duo gig together, we've got the steel guitar, this resonator guitar, and his harmonica. It's like a delta, real delta sound. It's so inspiring, lovely to play off. We play off each other really well.
So you're going to do a live gig?
We're going to do a live gig at the Ram Jam Club in Kingston.
No overdubs or anything like that?
Oh, no.
No.
No, straight. And we're going to do two nights so we can try and get
the right.
You know, allow for some error.
That's right, yes.
But it will be live.
So as you're just you here today, I would guess, are we going to hear some stuff of the new forthcoming album? Or some old favourites as well?
I think it's going to be more old favourites. I'd probably play one or two. I'd like to play my arrangements of a couple of well-known songs.
Yes, great.
As we mentioned, the Stones earlier on. There's a Stones number which inspiration was Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal, his real name is Henry. And he's been a big inspiration of mine for many years. And somebody that plays out there, he can play it on his own, or he can play with a massive world music type band, whatever. He's got so many directions in the music. But I heard him do a Honky Tonk Woman. I don't like him, obviously, and I couldn't if I tried. But I got my slant on it.
Right.
So,
shall we go with that?
Shall I give you a little vibe of
please,
that?
Yeah.
See how it goes. All right, Honky Tonk Woman.
Talk blues.
blues Taj Mahal style by Papa George. Does songwriting come easy to you?
No. It comes when I don't expect it.
Right.
And when I'm working on it, it's harder. But when obviously, you know, it's a bit like the weather, you know. Yeah. It's a very personal thing. And
do you have to sort of think, I'm gonna have to write a song this week, and sort of
kind of it's becoming a bit like that, only because of having, I was saying earlier on about working so much.
Ali's laughing.
Yeah. And I'll get on a gig and I'll make a song up right there and then, and it'll happen. Of course, collaborating with other musicians is a nice way of working. Yeah.
You do quite a bit with Mickey Moody, don't you?
We worked, actually, funny enough, last Sunday. We did a duo gig, and we do a kind of acoustic and electric thing. It's a lot of fun to work with, and a fabulous player, of course.
Yeah.
People think, like Mickey Moody, that he's, you know, just a White Snake guitar. No, excuse me, just a White Snake guitarist. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they sold millions, so he's a well-respected band. But it's not just about that.
No.
His style is much broader, much broader.
He had a superb album out a couple of years ago called Smokestacks, Broombusters, and something or other.
Yeah, that's right.
Which was really fine
with
blues.
Paul Williams.
That's right, yeah.
Good mate.
Yeah.
That sparks off Soup Money now, because Paul was working with Soup Money many years ago, and I've been doing some work with Soup Money.
He never seems to stop. I was playing a track on last week's Raven and Blues with Georgie Fame live at the Festival Hall with Zoot Money and the band, and that was 1960 something or other, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's paid his dues, hasn't he? Really?
Really? Yeah. He's a hard-working muser.
When you and I were kids, I've got a few years on you, but roughly the same. We were going through the same experiences. I saw the American folk and blues people coming over, but they, of course, came to Newcastle to the Club of Cogo, but saw the same bunch of guys, really. And your comment about how, you know, you went in to the Hammersmith Odeon and there was these old guys on stage. Let's fast forward 40-odd years now, and now you're on stage with the rest of the guys. And you've got young people in your audience as well, haven't you? Because the young people are coming to the blues, aren't they?
There are, not enough, but there are, and it's so encouraging. It's nice to know that they're feeling that. I mean, we get all kinds of people coming saying, hear us for the first time, for example. They come in and they go, I didn't think I liked blues. That was absolutely great. That was really, really good when you're playing next or whatever. So people don't realise. They think, oh, blues, it's going to be woke up this morning, and all that. I come from a Greek Cypriot background. And I worked with Greek people in my, just before I took this full time, way back in the early 70s. I grew up with some of that Greek music and the mountain music, and there's so much emotion in the voice, and there's sometimes the singer's actually crying. They've got so much emotion that there's so much meaning behind it, and that's the emotion that's behind it.
I know you'd come from a Greek Cypriot family, but not you weren't brought up in Cyprus or anything, because you're second generation in UK, aren't you?
That's correct,
Because we've got many listeners in Cyprus, and anybody who's been to a Cyprus wedding will know exactly what you're talking about in terms of the emotion, yes.
Garistume, yasas gubelia, daximas.
Where should we now go next musically? Stay with the Down the Station album, change guitars over?
I'd like to change over to my other guitar.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to play, as we spoke about the International Song Competition, this is the song that made it to the finals, a song that I wrote called Blackjack. Night on the blackjack, it didn't do me no good. Tried beating the system, there ain't a hope in hell. If I've been cheating, it's on my heart and soul. Another night on the blackjack, another night on the blackjack, another night on the blackjack, didn't do me no good. No good. Thought I had me a winner, I turned over an ace. And then the queen of diamonds, she put a smile on my face.
If I'm in business, I need to break the bank. Another night on the blackjack. Another night on the blackjack. Another night on the blackjack. Didn't do me no good. I've wasted all of my money. I've wasted all of my time. I'm gonna need me a doctor to straighten out my mind. When the night is over and all the chips are down, I need a four-leaf clover. Quit my fooling around. If I'm a born loser, will I ever learn? Will I ever learn? Another night on the blackjack. Another night on the blackjack. Another night on the blackjack. Didn't do me no good. Another night. I've wasted all of my money. I've wasted all of my time. And you know I'm gonna need me a doctor to straighten out my mind. When the night is over and all the chips are down, I need a four-leaf clover, quitting my fooling around. If I'm a born loser, will I ever learn? Another night on the blackjack. Another night on the blackjack. Another night on the blackjack. Another night. Another night. Another night. Wasted all of my money, wasted all of my time. I'm gonna need me a doctor, straighten out my mind. If I'm a born loser, will I ever learn? Another night on the blackjack. Another night on the blackjack. Another night on the blackjack. Didn't do me no good.
Papa George on the Flying Finn guitar there, and the first track you heard from him was on his Resophonic guitar. And if you're thinking, well, he didn't really mention the Song Festival, that's because that 70-minute section you heard there was part of an hour-long piece. And if you listen to this on BFBS on FM and also on Skybird Radio as well out of America, you can hear the whole interview with, I think, it's three more tracks of music as well and a lot more conversation. And you'll find the interview at bfbs.com/R&B, and you can just click on the link and it'll take you straight to the interview, and a photograph too of George here in the studio on the houseboat on the Thames. And thanks so much for George and Anne for coming. It was huge fun. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. And next week we've got Doug McLeod. All the boxes get ticked simultaneously. It is The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2 on FM across the world, on Skybird Radio, and also as a listen again and as a podcast. And however you're listening, hope you've enjoyed it so far. We've got 18 minutes left to go. Let's bring somebody new to the programme, another new band. The CD arrived this week. It's the Johnny Max Band. Their album is called Ride and Roll, and here's the first track from it. Please Don't Go.
Yeah.
the debut, the Johnny Max Band, and again, a band out of Canada. It seems that it could just be the way that the word is spreading across Canada, as sort of people say, have you sent your CD to Dave Raymond yet? I don't know, it just seems that there's more and more music, blues music, coming out of Canada. Not only with Northern Blues, the established label, turning out some great, great music, but also just more and more artists turning out some grand CDs, like that one called Ride and Roll, available from the band's website, and you can find that on the Raven and the Blues site by clicking onto the links, and that's called Please Don't Go. Last week we had the Stephen Dale Pettit interview and recordings, and he had a track which was untitled and had a competition, basically, and you had to name the track. And if you were the winner, which we're going to draw out in a couple of weeks' time when I send all the stuff to Stephen, you get the album signed by him and also a Guitar-O-Rama t-shirt. But a great entry came from Eric. I'm sure I'm not going to spoil it by reading the entry out, because, as I say, I don't know whether Stephen's going to be listening. But he said the unnamed track should be called Le Petit Bleu, in honour of the little diminutive 1982 World Cup French squad midfielder Alain Gries, or Gires. A great pace, very low centre of gravity, and the whole of France lights up when he smiles that trademark radiant smile with the French blues football team and blues music connection. Very off the wall, Eric, but very good, nevertheless. Eric dropped me an email to dave.raven@bfbs.com, also did Andreas, and also on the Frapper map, too. We had a new link on the Frapper map, that was Pete in Akrotiri. Now, either they've moved Akrotiri, which I have my doubts, Pete, or alternatively, you don't actually live there, you live in the hills behind, or you're pretty sloppy with your Akrotiri map. But thanks to you for your pin. Don't forget, you can easily put a pin simply in the map. And also, a new pin arrival was in Germany, and so thanks for that, and that is Tom in Bielefeld. Now, Tom, you'll probably get a call, therefore, because I had a very good email. I've got to change email accounts here now at this stage onto the multimedia one, but I had a very good email from David Judson, who not only listens to the multimedia programme on computers and technology, but also is a blues man too, and he was saying that because of the Frapper map, he was able to spot Norm Trigg, who doesn't live very far away from him in Germany, and they're getting together and going to go and watch live bands together, because I think Norm is in Paderborn. And finally, in staying with the German connection, I've now got to go back to the blues folder again. Bear with me a second. Norm went to see something that I really wanted to see and didn't. He's emailed from BFPO16, and he went to see B.B. King in the UK and raved about him and just said how wonderful it was. I'm so envious. And you said the only disappointment, if you can call it that, was that Gary Moore didn't join him on stage for a song. And yeah, I can see how when you've got two such fine guitarists, you'd imagine that perhaps at some stage they might have played off each other. I was listening to another blues radio programme. If you like this one and want to hear more, there's some great blues radio shows on the internet. All the links are on the Raven and the Blues page. And somebody there had emailed and said, how odd that the guitarist out of Thin Lizzy should be supporting B.B. King. And obviously they didn't realise that Gary Moore has had, 15 years, I suppose it is, as a blues man, turning out some really fine blues records. I've talked for too long. Let's bring on a band we featured for the first time a couple of weeks ago, The Detonators. And this sums up UK weather in April. Rain, rain.
Rain, rain. Why'd you call my name? Rain, rain. Why'd you call my name? Rain, come down. Wash my blues away. Rain, rain. How'd you call my name? Rain,
stick around for another.
Say, seeing out the programme with a bang. No, too much. Sound like Asprey. The Detonators, anyway, that's the name of the band, and that's Rain, Rain. And let's now bring in Kim Wilson. And the title track of the album, which unusually has got two cuts on it. The album is called Looking for Trouble, and if you look at the first track, it's called Looking for Trouble. But then you see in small letters after it, the letters II are number two, because much further down on track 12 on the album is what I would call the original version. Kim Wilson and Looking for Trouble.
Trouble, look like trouble found me. Barely legal, 6 times 3, the finest thing that I ever did see. Oh, trouble, a whole lot of trouble. I was looking for trouble, I believe, and done found me. When I first saw you, baby, out of sight, hair up high, and out of my train. The trouble must be your middle name. You're trouble. Yeah, you just my kind. You a whole lot of trouble, the trouble I had in mind. Hey, well, a little bit of wine, a taste of gin, eyes and the devil is again in your trouble. You in for trouble, just wait and see. You trouble, I ain't gonna lie. You the kind of trouble I always get wanna try. Oh,
fabulous Thunderbirds, and also an artist in his own right, of course, Kim Wilson. The album Looking for Trouble, that's the title track, the original version, kind of, thereof. And time for the final piece on today's programme. Taken from the UK Sue Story Volume 4, Guy Stevens' fourth chapter of the tracks he played when the club called The Scene in London in the 1960s. It's the wonderful Elmore James and Knocking at Your Door. Whatever your plans are for the next 7 days, have a great week. If you want to drop me a line, dave.raven@bfbs.com. And don't forget the whole programme and also Papa George and Stephen Dale Pettit available on the website, bfbs.com/R&B. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Wash my face and even comb my hair, baby.